Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Sebastiano, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, I work in a supermarket earning $35,000 a year, and I make my own music. Two songs I put on Apple iTunes and Spotify for only $1.49 each. Both are MGTOW songs. One is about the Canadian economy called Hard Times Rolling, and the other one is about this justice system called Justice of the Innocents about my court case. If you Google Sebastiano Luciano, you see my story. I met a girl and hit it off with her. I hooked up with her but was totally awkward and didn't know what to say when I met her, so I freaked her out. She left and said that I forced myself onto her, which is a lie. And now waiting for the court case to make me innocent, and I was hoping you could talk about it and check out the story. Also listen to my two songs and tell me your opinion and advice if you think it can make me rich. If they're good songs and all, and thank you. Well, Sebastiano, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. So here's a picture of you in your orange jumpsuit, getting your mugshot in Toronto. I'm sure people are going to criticize me and ask, Sandman, why are you defending a grape apologist? But the circumstances surrounding what happened to you are kind of sketchy. You invited her over after connecting on a dating app. So odds are she never would have come out to your place if she didn't trust you and didn't want more than just a peck on the cheek. She probably wanted your pecker between her cheeks. The article uses weasel words like saying things like, there may be more victims. But how do they know that? Have they contacted all the women that you met off the dating apps or something? Have they gone through your conversational history? They probably will to see if they can dig up some more dirt and make you look worse than you really are. Whatever happened to reporters using terms like alleged sexual assault? I guess they haven't started doing that in Canada yet. So she was initially attracted to you, but that changed. Physical attraction gets your foot in the door, but if she's put off by her behavior or attitude, then she might try and friendzone you or change her mind after her coming over to meet you. Maybe she was trying to punish you because she thought you were creepy or something. I don't know what happened in your situation. You didn't really share many details and it looks like neither did she. It just all seems like a he said, she said sort of thing, and they usually end up believing women. Back when I went to Ryerson University, now renamed to Metropolitan University, one of my classmates had a false allegation thrown his way. The girl came over to his dorm room and then later claimed he sexually assaulted her. He said he didn't do anything wrong and it was proven that he didn't. But the damage had already been done. No one did talk to him and he lost all of his friends. I'm guessing the same sort of stuff happened to you. Maybe you joked to that girl that came over and said, your body, my choice, and made her want to pull out her purple pubic hair or something. If you're good looking and the woman finds you attractive before meeting you, that gets your foot in the door. But if you don't make her feel safe physically and socially, she can sour to your advances quickly. And as a man, it's up to you to sense when that's happening. Maybe you didn't have the social skills to realize that, or maybe she was just being malicious. I don't know without more information. Black-pilled insula guys always talk about looks maxing, and that's all you need to get a woman. What they don't understand is that looks get you in the door, but it's personality and how well socialized in society you are that keeps you there. Typically, the only way you get to be eccentric in our society is if you're a trendsetter with followers and social status. Then it proves to women that you aren't weird and that you're just ahead of the times because other people value you. Sebastiano, you're also a musician and women seem to find that irresistible. A few months ago, I came across something saying that playing music was one of the top hobbies that women preferred in males. But being in the manosphere or taking part in it was considered the least attractive hobby a man could have according to women. Hopefully you didn't freak that woman out by talking about me and the red pill, and that's what encouraged her to file that allegation in the first place. What's also really awful is that she not only ruined you by potentially giving you a criminal record, but also your prospects with other women. And who knows how many friends she cost you once the CTV story and mugshot came out. If you do end up winning your case, I'd look into seeing if you could go after CTV for saying there might have been other victims. Because what right do they have saying that? They make it sound like you're some sort of serial pervert like Harvey Weinstein or something. But something tells me you won't have the money to fight them. She basically ruined your life at this point. Your only hope, correct me if I'm wrong, is to keep living with your father while trying to build some sort of anonymous online business. Especially if you do eventually lose in court. As for your music, you're a gifted musician. But it often takes more than just talent and good music these days. You need a label's promotion machine behind you, and I don't think any of them will back you because of your orange jumpsuit picture. And even if you're exonerated, the stigma is going to follow you around. Just be glad you got to keep your $35,000 a year gig at the supermarket. And just so that everyone knows, that's the minimum wage in Ontario, Canada. $17.20. Your music sounds professionally put together, but your voice sounds kind of strange. Almost like it's auto-tuned or something. But these days there's a lot to do with music and a lack of attention spans. People can't even listen to music more than for 2 or 3 minutes. TikTok brain is a real thing. Plus, there's so many songs out there professionally put together that marketing is far more important than the music these days. As for what I think about your two songs, which I linked to in the description, stylistically they sound like stuff that would have been popular and that I would have listened to about 10 to 15 years ago. Your music is emotional and passionate, but it's not going to make you rich and famous because the age of the music star, book author, Hollywood actor are quickly coming to an end. You're looking to pass success trying to imitate it. Instead, what you should be doing is making music using Udio.com or Suno.ai. It's all basically artificial intelligence. I've already made 3 songs using them and I'm pretty happy with them. And because it's AI, it doesn't mean that it's a lack of work. If you're making daily music content, I would create a new song every day using those platforms and release each song individually and build playlists on YouTube for people to listen to in a specific genre. My favorite one, of course, is trance, house, and EDM in general. Then I'd make money off the ads. I'd also then try and play music venues, starting off with small bars and nightclubs, if they still exist, and then work my way to outdoor music festivals. I was speaking to another musician about this over the last 6 months. I told them what I'm going to tell you, which is that music is no longer about creation, but it's about curation. More specifically, curating AI-generated pieces of songs to make things that people want to listen to. At first, I thought that people were going to create their own music for their playlists, but to create good music, it's a lot of work. So now I'm thinking that the AI DJ model is going to take over. The DJ or artist is going to merge with AI. At that point, the only way to make any real money for music is going to be through live performance, most likely of AI music. Content creation in general is getting increasingly saturated, and it's only going to make people less money. For example, right now I use VecEasy for the stock photos for this video. I used to pay $75 a month for stock photos over at bigstockphotos.com. And now I'm paying $12 a month for not only stock photos, but videos, graphics, and illustrations. In a world where I can listen to music for free on YouTube, why would I pay for music on the go? Also, next year, Elon Musk's SpaceX is going to provide satellite internet directly to your phone. So there won't be a need to download songs for $1.49. I know you're probably hoping to sell some more songs for your legal defense fund, but the truth is that I find tons of great music, and a lot of the time it doesn't get as many views on YouTube as my Veeam videos. That stock photo site I subscribe to mixes AI-generated photos in with real ones, and there's no limit per download per day. Stock photographers can't even make money from their craft anymore. There's a ton of AI-generated content that I can use. I'm just trying to say, don't get your hopes up making it big in the music business, especially with the scarlet letter of a most likely false allegation against you. You know Toronto is full of feminists, so I'd imagine if you try performing at an open mic night or some small gig, they would talk to the owner and get you kicked out. Now everyone also knows what you look like. Maybe it's time for a new strategy to get rich and famous. If you guys want to support Sebastiano on Spotify, the links are below. And even if you're not going to pay, you can actually listen to the songs for free. I think the key to music these days is to create tons and tons of great content and hope that some of your songs go viral. But that's a long shot. Remember that most guys like Michael Jackson and Prince wrote hundreds and hundreds of songs, and most of them never saw the light of day. A few weeks ago, someone found another unreleased Jackson song in a storage unit. As far as I remember, he also had to deal with false allegations for diddling kids. The only off-putting thing about your music was the weird synthetic sounding stuff that you did with your voice. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sebastiano Luciano for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that that woman pretended she didn't want to smash him, even though she went over to his place. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MakeTat.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women from Toronto that try and ruin men's lives through false allegations away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.